Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Tazvav, Parsha Vaychi, Sikha Aleph. Vaychi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shva Eser Shana. Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years. Vaychi Yumei Yaakov, and then it goes on to say how old he was. Frechtman, so the question is asked, Vavoz daf the Torah shreibim befeirish detzol yorim as Yaakov had gelept in Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah have to spell out how many years Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, that it was 17 years? Vibal Shtechen in the Friedige Sedra, since it says already in the previous Sedra, Skumenike Mitzrayim is given. Yimei Shnei Megura Shleishim Mas Shana, Yaakov said that he said that I am 130 years old now. When in them, Pasuk Guf Vazog the Torah by Yiyu Yimei Yaakov Shnei Chaya Shva Sheva Shana Barboim As Shana. And in this Pasuk it says that Yaakov was 147 years old at the time when the following events happened, and he passed away. Is doch defun verständlich, so it's self-understood as a Mitzrayim hat gelebt, Shvas Yishana, that he lived for 17 years in Mitzrayim, since he arrived when he was 130, and he passed away when he was 147. So you know that he was 17 years in Mitzrayim. L'mayin afkimina ois teilun bazun de Yaakov's yorin in Mitzrayim, so why does the Torah have to specify as a group the number of years that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, as if there's something significant about those 17 years? Ul idach, on the other hand, oyb me'ezatam shiyev vil the Torah ois teilun de yorin basarad gelept in Mitzrayim, if for some reason the Torah does want to separate away those 17 years and make them significant, kumtas doch behem shuch to the friedige sedre as a result given kuf lamet shana. So that number that he lived there for 17 years comes when put together with what it says at the end of the previous parasha, that he arrived when he was 130, is the chibrik lechayitz again the sachakul for zani yoron. So then it's unnecessary to say how old he was at that point, because we know that he arrived when he was 130. We know that he lived 17 years there, so we know how old he was at that time, at the time when he passed away. The Cheshbon is klar for zechalena, becomes obvious how old he was when he passed away. So why does the Torah have to spell out also how old he was when he passed away? Farem for mefarshim. So the commentators answer: as the far tale the Torah is that sol yorn the Yaakov had given to Mitzrayim. This is the reason why the Torah details gives us the details of the years, the years that he spent in Mitzrayim. Und sagt der Vaychian says about it that he lived, weil the Kuflamen schon bis demol seine bei Yaakov nicht gewen gerechen wie Yorum von Leben, because up until then, the 130 years up till then, Yaakov didn't really consider it as living, as good life. Und the time is weil Roim hayim eshnei chayei. The reason is because, as he said to Pare, that my years until now were not the best years, full mit amul va'anochel, full of hard work and toil and difficulties and so on. Frier sein entläufen von Esav, and first he had to run away from Esav. Sein gefinne sich bei Lovenen, was bei Yoy Machalani Chere, Kairach Balayla. He had to spend time by Lovan, about which he said, but by day I was sunbaked, hot from the sun. At night I was freezing, and I couldn't sleep at night. When I say weiter and so on, bis zum Mechiris Yosef, then came the selling of Yosef. Kumen de kaber in Mitzrayim, but then when he arrived in Mitzrayim, hat ken tzaris nish gelitn. So he didn't suffer anymore after that. Faker, to the contrary, hat dorten gelebt aleben von Shalom und Menucha. Over there he lived a life of peace and tranquility. Zitzen de gemeita ba'aretz, he lived in the best of the land, nice neighborhood. Zen, because alle seine kinder seine gans, he saw all of his children, he had nachas from all of his children. Un Yosef als Mishnah l'melech, and then he had the pleasure of seeing Yosef as the second viceroy of Egypt. The farzeh shdamel givem achi Yaakov, that's why those 17 years, finally he lived a good life. When the Torah is kedel alles an yorn zusammen, and then in him sachakul from the kufmem zayin shana, but then the Torah puts it all together, the 130 years that weren't good and the 17 years that were good, why does he put it together? In order to emphasize the mitzvah, the letzer zibitzin gutiyar, that the last 17 years that were good years and he was able to enjoy life, the vaychi yor, in the years that vaychi, that he was able to live, haben gemacht vergessen dem tzar von nagmas nefesh von the alafidig yor in zayne, caused him, allowed him to forget all the difficulties and the pain that he suffered for the previous 130 years. Until his whole life seemed to be a good life, as Rashi says, all of them were equally good because the 17 years were so good that they caused him to forget the difficulties of the early years, and life seemed good. His whole lifespan seemed good. But still, it's not fully answered. Because emes take, while it's true as ibald, it lets the yaron zayne give ember teiva. It's true that the last 17 years of his life were good. Haben ze yankven oy azoy fer gitikt, so they made Yaakov feel so good. Bis zu machen and vergessen die yisurim von alle friedige yaron, until he was able to forget the pain of the previous years. Wie kemen ob meisiv zayn asachakol? How could the Torah add, in other words, put in this total of the 147 years, versus bavust, which is self understood, and we know the 147 years, but the Torah puts it there in order to emphasize, to make the point that mernish kedetzumadgiz einas kulum shabim, that to emphasize that they were all equally good in his eyes. Unochmer kulum shabim l'toyva, not only were they all equal, but they were all equally good. It made all the years seem good, because when we know that the truth was that for 130 years, and given that the first 130 years were ma'at v'royim, he considered them to be meager and bad. Heipachatay, the opposite of good. Und zibitzin yoros, and given vaychi, and only 17 years were vaychi tachlus atchayim atayv, the ultimate good. So how do you put together a total of 147 made up of 130 bad years and 17 good years, and you try to make them into one total as if everything is good? So we'll understand this by explaining the words of the Medrash. From Pirush Rashi in Honev Fanunza Seder, Rashi quotes it at the beginning of our Seder. The Medrash zokt. The Medrash says as follows: Lama parsha zus stuma, mikola parsha b'teira. Why is this parsha closed up? Amongst all the other parshas in the Torah, this is the only one that's closed up. What does he mean closed up? What it means is that usually there's a space. I'll explain in a minute, but there's a space between parshas that the words don't flow one into the other. There's either a space at the end of the line or in the middle of the line. Blank space is left to show, to signify that there is a break here and something new starts. But Vayechi flows right from the end of Vayigash without any interruption, without any space. That's called Stuma. Hello, so the reason is Kiv and Shenifter Avinu Yaakov Hischilas Shibud Mitzrayim Al Yisrael. As soon as Yaakov passed away, began immediately the enslavement, the subjugation of the Yidden in Mitzrayim. Another reason why it's closed up. Lomahu stuma. Well, why it's closed up? Neshabikas Yaakov Avinu legalus sakets. Yaakov wanted to reveal the end of times when Mashiach would come to his sons. V'nistamemenu, and it became closed. He forgot. He blanked on it. Dovaracher. Another reason. Lomahu stuma. Why it's closed? Neshasasam imenu kol tzarus shba'elam. Because all the difficulties of the world were closed up for him. In other words, things were good. He forgot all the difficulties of the past. So that's the Medrash, and Rashi quotes it. The Kasha Loma Parsha Zustuma. So this question, why is this Parsha closed? Meint Bepashas means Bepshutashal Mikra, at least in the simple understanding of the Pasuk, Psukim, Dozvos is Nishtokain Revach Farde Veda Vechi Yaakov. Why is there no space before the words Vechi Yaakov? Seder, since it begins a new seder, is verstandig as though. So from this we understand over here, vi ba'ale under the seders from the Torah, dav zayna hefsek, because just like every other seder has a has an interruption space between the previous seder and the new seder. So there should also be an interruption to show the new seder starting at Vechi Yaakov. So that's the question. Al Pia Nal is in demnish verstandig. So then we have to understand the about the question. The stima far de vet of Vechi Yaakov at Ocheret Zemalum Ershten get after undeitene fastima lumal yusa. What we have to understand is actually about the answers. Since it's the parsha is Vechi Yaakov, which talks about the great life of Yaakov, finally came to, you know, was able to experience. So therefore, the first thing that the stima, the non-interruption from the previous parsha should indicate, is something good, because Vechi Yaakov is a good. The words Vechi Yaakov signify a very elevated state of Yaakov's life. So the first thing that should be brought as a reason why the parsha is stuma is the last reason that's given in the Medrash, which is that he forgot all the tzaras in the world. Noch starker is the kasha, the shaila, and this question is even more difficult. Oich far the stuma, the mseim from parsha Vayigash, even before this non-interruption between Vayigash and Vechi, at the end of the parsha Vayigash, the tzeld wegen dem guten matzav achaim from Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Goshen. There too, it's written about the good situation that the Yidden, that the Bnei Yisrael arrived and found in Goshen. As is given in the oifim from Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'id, when they lived there, they multiplied, they had many children, and so on. The family grew. Is b'shas as gleich nordem onshum hefsig that. So if immediately after that, without even interruption, the tzel the pasuk v'chi Yaakov eretz Mitzrayim, the pasuk goes on to say that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, is doch the svarim achayev as midastim bemein the teyre to mad yizayin as v'chi Yaakov kum besmichos on kein hefsek in zayin teichon atoiv bitten siyim from pridig parsha. It seems logical to say that the reason there is no interruption before v'chi is because the teyre is telling us that it follows from the end of Vayigash. There was good news told in the end of Vayigash. Vayichi is a continuation of that good news. In other words, that the non-interruption brings to mind that this is a good news, and that the reason the non-interruption is there is because things were good. Sosim emenukol tzara shabaylam. It blocked, created a block in his memory of the past bad memories, and so from now on there was good memories. So that should be the first answer given in Rashi, in the Medrash. Is favos kum the tam from sosim emenu kol tzara shebo'ilam in Medrash als lester from the timing. Why then does the Medrash bring that reason as the very last of the reasons? Und der erste, das heißt, ikke dicke timing, and the first reasons, which means the first means always that these are the main reasons. If stimus a pasha for the pasha being closed up, zayne gorin yonav zayne lehepach from vayifru vayichi yagabetz mitzrayim are the opposite of the good news of multiplying and the good news the good life that had in Mitzrayim. Noch mereshver and even more difficult in pirush Rashi al teira. When we look at the Rashi that quotes this Medrash, since Rashi explains the primarily the Pshat, so Rashi at least should have taken as the first explanation the good news that is indicated by the Stima, similar to what's reported in Vechi Yaakov and to Chai Yaakov, the good news that it had on the life of Yaakov himself. And nish to an inyan from Hepech HaTeivan, he shouldn't have gone immediately to express something negative, that they, as soon as he passed away, started the subjugation of the Yidden and so on. But as far as Urzach Givoren, durch the Peter Hepech Vechi Yaakov, and he shouldn't immediately go to what happened as a result of the passing away of Yaakov. Why does Rashi start with that when the pasuk is Vechi Yaakov, which is talking about the great life that Yaakov had? Why not stick with an explanation which expresses the good news in the Vayechi Yaakov. So therefore, is Nishmuvim, we have to understand, number one, Dafke Odem Dritten Tame Medesh Yisosim Emen HaKol Tzareis. It's Dafke, this third reason, that he forgot he blocked out the Tzareis of the past. Am Nensen Tzum Pashas HaMikra Brengt Nish Rashi, the one that is closest to the simple meaning of the Pasuk, that Rashi doesn't quote at all. Rashi only quotes the first two reasons. Number two, Oich di zwei time of a medrash, even those two reasons was Rashi bringt, yeah, that Rashi does quote, hat er zele chayre gedaft stellen in a faked na seder, he should have brought it in the opposite order that he does. Like in zweiten time is the sima fobun mit chayi Yaakov, agam is the sima fobun mit chayi Yaakov, zrotzen, zima galo zenim ketzes given, dosa says given, samach lipti rasai. The second reason, which is that he wanted to reveal to his children the when Mashiach would come, which happened while he was still alive. And true, it happened as he was preparing, saw that the end was coming, and he was giving them the bracha before he passed away. So it was in connection with the impending passing away of Yaakov, but it was still when he was alive. But it did happen while he was still alive. Whereas the first reason that the Medrash gives and Rashi quotes as the first reason, Red Vegnas Mambos is not the Ptira from Yaakov, is talking already of time which came after Yaakov passed away, when the Egyptians started subjugating the Yidden. Befrat, as I did in Loitav, is doch Mer Harvi Loitin Tzveitin Tam, and especially that the subjugation of the Mitzrim to the Yidden is much worse than just simply that Yaakov forgot when Mashiach would come, and he couldn't, I don't know, forgot, but he was unable to reveal it to them. Wird man das verstehen, like them as meforschim verämpferen de kasha if the zwei timen. So we'll understand this according to what some commentators answer about the question about these two reasons. The question is, oib de tam fu mestimus aparsha is lefishikivin shenifte Yaakov aminu nistamu, if the reason is, because when the reason for the closing up of the parsha was, because when whether the reason is because as soon as Yaakov Avinu passed away, the eyes of the Yidden were closed, so to speak, because of the subjugation of the Mitzriim, or other vile shabikish lagalus sakesel vanavanistam, or because he wanted to reveal the Mashiach's time to the sons, and it got again. He drew a blank. Hatach the stima gedav zayin speter in the psukim. So if so, the closing, the lack of space shouldn't have occurred right by Vayechi Yaakov. It should have occurred further into the parasha where it talks about him wanting to reveal the Ketz, or even further when it talks about that he passed away. And so that's where the stima should be in the Torah. And the answer that they give is, as Astima in Mitna said, there is Nishkentik, that if you have a closed area, in other words, no separation, but it occurs in the middle of a parsha, then who recognizes that there should have been a break and there isn't a break? You wouldn't know that there should have been a break, so you won't notice that it's not there is no break. The Keganonif Seder, whereas at the beginning of a Seder, there's always a break. And suddenly there's no break, so you have to ask the question, and then you have to get the answer. But in the middle of a parsha, you wouldn't ask the question, you wouldn't have the answer. B'shas distima is an onev sedra. When the non-separation occurs at the beginning of the sedra, v'smitanai is sedra hipzuchona bazundere inyan. Since with a new sedra starts a new subject, daftoch zayne hefzik revach mervi al derech harol. So there should be a bigger separation break, more than there is normally between words or letters and so on. Is b'shas is l'gamin ishtokan reva. So when there is no space, sis soso, meaning it's closed. Und the inyanim shtein doch in zwei bazundere sedres. And the two subjects, what appears before there should have been a break, and what appears after there should have been a break, are two separate sedres. Is mistabalema as the stim, and so there should have been a break. Is mistabalema the stim of ice, nishtav stimas from protis dikepsukim. So it's logical to say that the fact that there is no break is an indication, is there to point our attention, not that there should have been a break between these two psukim, or between these two words, for the stimmig finzach, where that non-break occurs. It doesn't draw your attention just to the two psukim on either side of where there should have been a break and there isn't, or either the word on either side. Rather, the fact that there is no break is pointing us in the direction of the entire seder. The break is there because there's between seders there should be a break. So therefore, if there is no break, something about the seder is being told to us by the fact that there is no break. And the far vets in nirmus b'terek domitz adam teichna seder ugetul alan. Therefore, the non-break appears at the beginning of the seder, even though it's telling us about what happened later in the seder. And the reason that it appears at the beginning of the seder is to tell us that it has a message about that pertains to the entire seder. Whereas if there was a non-break somewhere in the middle of the seder, it would only pertain to the psukim on either side of that non-break. It wouldn't have a message for the whole seder. If it occurs at the beginning of the seder, where there should have been a break and there isn't, then it's a message about the entire seder. When Ayoy says the ikat teichem from the seder v'chi is vegem uroy is v'zayne nish b'shaychet zum oif nachayim from Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Mitzrayim. And since the main theme of the seder v'chi is events which happen not in connection with Yaakov living in Mitzrayim, those v'edetzelt in Parsha V'yigash, which is actually reported in Parsha V'yigash, the previous Parsha, as Yaakov Avinu is then given in Meitav Haaretz, over there we are told that when they came to Mitzrayim, they settled in the best of the land, Bistum Siyum Bayifru Bayur B'moid, until the conclusion where it says that the family grew tremendously. So that's talking about what happened while they were living in Mitzrayim, while Yaakov was living in Mitzrayim. But rather, what is told in Vaychi, Norveg Muroiz was an Ebekeshet Sazayim Tire. Vaychi talks about what happened around the time when he was passing away. And then it records what happened when he actually passed away. From starts from the time it became close when he was going to pass away in Omfang Pasha, which is told at the beginning of the Pasha, when the Yaakov Avinu's brachas to Yosef Obanov. Then it goes on to tell how Yaakov prepared by giving his brachas to Yosef's sons and then to his own sons on the Nachde Bracha Lebanov. These are all things which pertain to the fact that he was getting close to passing away. In the Meshen Pasuk, in fact, the very first Pasuk talks about it, already gives us the entire how long he lived, which means we know already that this is the end. So the very first pasuk talks already about the end of Yaakov's life. He lived 147 years and then it was over. So the Parsha Vayechi isn't talking about where Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, but rather how he passed away in Mitzrayim. Is the fun verstandig, as mit der Parsha Stumme mein der Teure andeiten, auf as Stimme bekeshet zu dem Teuchen Klolli von der Parsha Petirus Yaakov. So therefore, it becomes clear that when the Torah puts in a non-separation, that non-separation is connected to and is giving us a message about the what is the teichen, what is the theme of this parsha, which is that Yaakov passed away. So therefore, the non-separation is also a message about Yaakov's passing away. The midvet fa'emfed beidu oibn de montakashas, and this answers both questions that we asked before. Thus Rashi is mashvid dem dritten tam. First of all, why Rashi leaves out the third reason of the medrash on the seder from the tzvei gebrachta taimim, and also the order of the first two reasons. The baal the stima is fabunim mit pirus Yaakov, since the non-separation is now understood to be connected, being a message about Yaakov's passing away. sitting in Shaychus Midabtiren with the other events surrounding his passing away. Had the Melim Shudish Mikr can artnish at the steam from the steadas was red like a Petirus Yakov's little Remezain. Therefore, it would make no sense to say, at least in Pshutush Mikra, that the non-separation, the message of that non-separation, is talking about the good years that Yaakov lived. The Parsha Vayechi is talking not about the good years that Yaakov lived; it's talking about his passing away. Therefore, the non-separation must be a message connected to with his passing away, or with the events around his passing away. And this is for two reasons. Sayin's mom, because both in the time about which it talks about, Shasasa Mimenu, where he forgot the tzoras that he had, is given Baldam Kuman in Mitzrayim, Zimziyah Farzim Tira. That happened 17 years earlier when he arrived in Mitzrayim, started a new life, and he forgot the old life, and so on. That happened 17 years earlier, before he passed away. Sayin Teichen, and also in the. So, first of all, it's already old news. We're talking about 17 years later. This, in addition to that, the entire content of what we're discussing, the inyan for shasasim amena kol tzaras shabayilam, the concept, the idea that he forgot the tzaras from before, versus tachlis achayis, which means that's the ultimate of life, of living an enriched life, a life that you can enjoy, and so on. Is in Kegenzatz to the Minyan HaPirush Shel Yaakov is the contrary of what this parsha is talking about, which is the passing away of Yaakov. The far is Rashi in Ganzem Mashen and Dittentan. That's why Rashi leaves out the third reason altogether, because it doesn't really speak about what is really the theme of the parsha Vayechi. Mitam says Eichen Kashen is Vashabikish Lugal Shtelt Rashi Al Tzveitentan, and this is also the reason why. That's why there's no question why Rashi makes the second reason as he wanted to reveal the Mashiach. While in Shaychus to Petirus Yaakov is the Tam Sheniftar, he makes that the second reason and not the first reason. In other words, in the Medrash, it's the third reason, and Rashi makes it the second rather than the first. While in Shaychus to Petirus Yaakov is the Tam Sheniftar, because in connection now that we understand that the Stima has to do with the passing away of Yaakov. So the first reason, which is Sheniftar, and once he passed away, the Egyptians did what they did, Nentzat Tzimshut Shel Mikra. That's closer to the simple understanding of the Pesukim. We're talking about Yaakov passing away. The Stima led to the Egyptians subjugating the Yidden. Vibal de Ptira Gufa is given the Siba from the Stima, since it was the fact that he passed away which led to the results which caused the Yidden to become their eyes closed and their hearts closed because of the strain of the Shibud Mitzrayim and so on. Mashenkim Bigas Shalkalis, but the idea that he wanted to reveal Mashiach is less on subject with the passing away of Yaakov. It's only an incidental to the passing away of Yaakov, where the first reason is a direct result of the passing away of Yaakov. Es bleibt aber noch nicht verständig be primis inyan. However, we still have to understand, at least from the inner understanding of it, favos hebt sich taka on the sedem mit vechi Yaakov. Why, in fact, does the Torah start with vechi Yaakov, which talks vibal de ganze sedem retzer wegen ptire von Yaakov, since the entire sedem is talking about his passing away, as we just said, and the pasirung and the shaychus mit iran and all the events surrounding his passing away. So why does it start with Vayechi? Hein Emma says the sachakov of shnei Yaakov, chayi Yaakov kumt in verbinding mit seinem tir. It's true that the rest of the pasuk, which talks about the total of his years that he lived, so that is already an introduction to his passing away. Because Zokfri, as he mentioned before, the midvet aber blois recht the shaychus von zweiten halben pasuk, but that only explains the second half of the pasuk, Vayihi Yemei Yaakov, that his years that he lived in this world were so many and so many years. That can be understood in the parsha Vayihi. But the erste halbe pasuk, but the first half of the pasuk, Vayihi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvayas Hashana, that he lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years, was verd detzeld vayi Yaakov's bester yorn, where it talks about the best years of Yaakov's life. Vos farakishur hotos mit pirus Yaakov. Why is that the first parsha and the name of the parsha, which talks about the passing away of Yaakov. Lefize hadgar di chalukas sedi adab zayin, according to the way we understand Vayigash and Vayichi, and what Vayichi, the theme of Vayichi is, and what the meaning of Vayichi Yaakov is, then the separation of the Seder should be Vayichi Yaakov es Mitzrayim eshvas eshana, that the first half of this pasuk, that Yaakov lived for 17 years in Mitzrayim, dosa gedav zayin in the siyum for Parsha Vayigash, that should belong at the end of Parsha Vayigash. Where it talks about Yaakov coming back to life when he heard that Yosef was alive. And that you said that they came to Mitzrayim and they settled in the best parts of Mitzrayim. And that the family grew tremendously. And that all this went on for 17 years. And then after that, the total of Yaakov's years was 147 years. At that point should start the next parasha. It now starts talking about the passing away of Yaakov. So this pasuk, the first pasuk of Vayichi, seems that the first half belongs at the end of Parsha Vayigash, and the second half of it should be the beginning of Parsha Vayichi. Noch dafen verstehen, we also have to understand. Vigeretchen eigen amol, as we spoke of a number of times already, had the name von a sedra verbund mit dem teichen von der ganze sedra. The name of a sedra is connected, is the name that expresses the theme of the entire sedra. Hein via zoi ver de sedra angerufen mit name vaychi, how could you call the name of this sedra vaychi, und that's in the Zeit was the inhalt from the Seder is Pirus Yaakov, when the entire theme of the Seder is talking about Yaakov's passing away, or at least the events that are recorded in the Seder are about Yaakov's passing away. Heipuch from the Minyan of Vayichi, which seems to be contrary to the idea, to the theme of Vayichi. The beer and that. So the explanation of this is Amitius Inyan Achayim is Azachayim versus Alamochai. What is the true meaning of life? Life means something which is eternally alive, which always lives. Hotakiyum nitzchi onshinuyim, continues forever eternally without change. It just keeps going on. This life just continues forever. But the far is the emesim etzius v'chayim faran norba mebishnu, which is the reason that the real meaning of life only applies to Hashem. Their Mokar HaChaim was the source of life, state, as it says in the Pasuk, V'Avai Elokim Emes Hu Elokim Chaim. Hashem is the true, God of truth. He is the God of life. Vos Emes is Azach, Vos Vet Nishnifsek Nishtane. In other words, the Pasuk seems to be saying that because Hashem is truth, therefore He is alive. That's the only thing you can call alive. Why? Because truth means something which doesn't change, which doesn't stop. It continues. In them is da hefsek. But if there is an interruption to the truth, that the song of kosov, then it's called false. Was the far gefindman as teichen was very ausgetrickt einmal in 7 years, and therefore we find in halacha that if there's a river that dries up even once in 7 years, that the song of the harus machazim, it's called misleading rivers. That is not the true meaning of a river. That is not called living waters. Was an apostle of Kiddush Mechatas, and that water cannot be used for the mixture of the ashes of the red heifer, the Parah Aduma, about which it says that it has to be Mayim Chaim, living waters. Because if it dries out once in 7 years, it can no longer be called living waters, because it's misleading. It seems to be running, it seems to be alive, but once in 7 years it dries up, so it's no longer alive. In other words, life means something which goes on forever, all the time. When the far zogen chazal, and that's why our sages tell us, as chayis mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, the seal of Hashem is truth. Varim emes is tsunev yishtok from drei eisi, because the word emes is made up of three letters, aleph, which is the Eresh, the Ois, and Alabez, which is the very first letter of the Alabez, Mem, the Mitla Ois, which is the center, the middle letter of the Aleph Bez, of the 22 letters of the Alabez, on Tav, the letzte is, and Tav is the last one. So the emes is made up of the first, center, and last letter. Was bavaisen as it is unkein shenuyim, which means that truth has to be true at the beginning, at the end, and in the middle. It has to continuously go on without change. As the pasuk says about Hashem, I am the first, I am the last, and besides me there is no other God. Meaning to say that truth, which only Hashem is the real truth, and only Hashem is the real life, because at the beginning, at the end, it just goes on from, it's everywhere, at every level, at every stage, it's the same. Und das meint der pasuk, sorry, we said that already. Sorry, we didn't say that yet. Und das meint der pasuk, and that's what the pasuk means. Vavaya lekim emes, that Hashem is the Hashem of truth. Vibal mahusi is baruch his emes vosved kemul nish nifsek unishtana chaz v'sholom. Since Hashem's existence is the real truth, which never changes and never, of course, never ends and never changes, is that hu lekim chayim. That's why He is the God of life. That's why He is the only thing that is truly alive. Everything else is not eternal and doesn't go on forever. Whereas every created being, since it doesn't have any real existence of its own, since they came into being as a result of something else, and they are an existence which is there and then it's no longer there. Is b'meila by zedim mitzad atzmai eichnis shayich ken emitzis achayim. Therefore, the existence of a created being cannot be called alive because there was a time when it wasn't there and there is a time when it won't be there. So therefore, it's no longer real life. They can't be called life. Seiden dan when the nivra is dovakum verbunden mit der Lukus. Only if the created being connects itself and attaches itself to godliness, which is eternal, the true meaning of life, then they can be called life. And it's for this reason that Yidden are called alive. Tzaliv zeyed veikus in a Lukus, because the Yidden are connected essentially to God. As the pasuk says, you are connected to Hashem your God, you are living, that's why you are living. That because a Yid is eternally connected to Hashem, that's why they live, that's why they're called alive, because now they live eternally. Because a Yid is connected to Hashem, so he takes his eternal life from Hashem and becomes eternal as well. But in order that this true life that a Yid has, which is that we are connected to Hashem, in order that this should be manifest in the world, in the physical world, the world by its nature conceals everything that is godly. Is as dafke durch dem, was geht durch den Nisyonis und Bulbulim und Strebungen und Sterungen in sein Dveikus. It's only when a person encounters all kinds of trials and tribulations and interferences and things which try to disturb his connection or her connection to Hashem. Und doch bleibt der ganz und umgeendet in Kiyama Torah and Mitzvahs. And even though the world throws its best efforts at him, at the Yid, he remains unchanged and he continues with his connection to Torah and Mitzvahs. Demol vert nizgalim mit der fuller Klarkeit, then it becomes clear, fully clear, sein emes achayis, where the true nature of life for a Yid is. Because his connection to Hashem cannot be changed. In other words, if a person were to just go through life and just continue doing things that they do, so there would be no proof that it's really eternal. But when the world tries to undermine that and tries to interfere, and a Yid is able to rise above all those disturbances and maintain their a connection to Hashem, which is what gives him eternal life, so therefore it becomes clear in this world what the real meaning of a Yid's life is, his connection to Hashem, and therefore it becomes a reality in the world that a Yid lives eternally. Nothing can change that. Nothing can interfere. Nothing can suppress it. Leidem is verstandig the Shaychus and Vechi Yaakov to the Klolus HaSeder. According to this, this discussion about life, the meaning of what true life is, we can understand the connection between the words Vechi Yaakov and the theme of the Seder, Vasikir Yonis Ptiris Yaakov, which the theme of the Seder is events of the passing away of Yaakov, and Oich, the Talmud, the Ganze Seder, Rufze Vechi, and why the whole Seder is called Vechi. Bemeshach di alle friedige Yoram, was man hat nicht gesehen, sicher, sie sei seine Yoram von Emerson Vechi. During all the earlier years, up until when Yaakov was a Mitzrayim, where one could not see whether they were years of true Vechi, meaning from Va'atam Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim, whether these are years which are truly connected to Hashem. Why not? Befrat as Advekim Chaim Vasis Behesim Tzedargis Ovis Hein Hinem Arkov, especially on the level for which the Ovis, which are a vehicle to Hashem, they have nothing other than Hashem. So how could you see that Yaakov's life was truly in that way? But in the Klauf, Naltam Matzach Adyei Meisach, because that rule which is said in the Mishnah, don't believe in yourself until the day you die, is doch gesagt geworden euch bescheiches Tzadikim, is also said in regards to Tzadikim, befrat as Yaakov Avinu ad befeirish cheshish given Shem Yigim Achet, especially in light of the fact that Yaakov actually said that he was afraid that maybe his sins caused that he should not be safe from Esav. In other words, he himself had that concern. Und der Fahr ist sein Dage von Dweikers Bemeshach von alle Jahren euch in Erz Yisroel. And therefore, his level of connection to Hashem, which he reached throughout all those years when he was in Erz Yisroel, and as Durk in Hazeful Tzadis and Yisurim, and while he was going through all those difficulties and the pain, and pain that he went through, noch als nicht gewen kein genugende Beweis, it was still not yet an absolute proof on his true level of echi, of being truly alive, meaning eternal life. And afilo euch nicht, das was er hat gesehen, as euch seine Kinder bonav seine tzadikim, even the fact that he witnessed, he saw, that all of his children were tzadikim, so that still wasn't a proof that things were truly alive. Since they were in Eretz Yisrael, and there was no indication yet of what could happen if they end up in a more immoral place, like Mitzrayim. So therefore, up until then, there was no real proof that Yaakov, especially on his level, had reached the level of true life, meaning eternal life, that he's truly connected, and therefore Hashem's eternity is conferred on him too, on his life too. B'shas abe Yaakov hat der grecht dem zman von samach lepterosi, but when he came close to the time when he was going to pass away, befrat, which is what deals with now, whatever, you know, if he's there now, so then he's there. And he doesn't have to be concerned about what will happen later. This is the end. Befrat, as in Zvishn is given the Kumen in Mitzrayim, especially that at this time he had arrived in Mitzrayim. Und Ibe zeigen sich as euch wenendiken erwese oretz, is a beschleim as achi naila. And therefore now it was clear that even when he lived in the most immoral place in the world, he still remained on the absolute highest level of perfection. In Kiyama Torah Mitzvah, in fulfilling of Torah Mitzvah, Bizda lets the regel from the lemma until the very last moment of his life. Und befrat noch bam zen dort as mitasev shleim, especially that he saw as they were living in Mitzrayim, as alle seine Kinder seinen ganz in Zayat Tzidkus, even as they lived in Mitzrayim, his bed was complete, meaning to say that all of his children were tzaddikim. Und euch Yosef, and even Yosef, nicht kukendig was melechu, notwithstanding the fact that he was a king and he lived in the palace and he was surrounded by the Egyptians all day. Und nishba ben agoyim, and he came there because he was captured by the goyim and he lived amongst them for 20 years. is Oymed Betzidkai, still he lived, he was still a tzaddik. Biz as Oich Menashe Befraim, and even Menashe Befraim, his children, was any geboring order in Mitzrayim, Eves Ha'aretz, who were born in that place. They never even saw the old country. Zayne Roy Lebracha, he saw that they were deserving of his blessing. And not only were they deserving of his blessing, but that Jews for all generations would use Menashe and Ephraim as the people to whom their children should aspire to. Every father says, Hashem should make you my child like Ephraim and Menashe, so they are worthy of every Jewish father in all of the future from then should bless his children like to be like Ephraim and Menashe. So Yaakov had all of this nachas, and he saw all of this, that his children were truly eternally connected to Hashem. Das esh tot megaligeben Yaakov's emes and chayis. Only this truly revealed that the truth about Yaakov's life. As oich alles and efriedike yorim, that even his previous years, the years that he lived back in Eretz Yisrael and back by Laban and so on, hagam bechitzenis full mit yisurim and agmas nefesh, even though externally they were filled with pain and so on and suffering, zayne bepnimi is given, but in truth they were vaychi Yaakov, that they were really always a true source of life, because Yaakov was also then connected to Hashem. It's only that now it became obvious and clear to everybody. Of course, the truth was that all of his life Yaakov was that way, but there was no way to know it until he went through living in Mitzrayim, and all of his children made it through, and they were all tzaddikim even then, and so on. Und der Farzain in the letzte 17 Jahre Mitzrayim klotter beweis as kulam shavim l'tayv, and that's why it's dafke the 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim, which are the ones that show that all of his life was equally good. He was alive all of his life. Ches, the mit is moven was the seder v'tongeruf v'vaychi, and this explains why the seder is called v'chi agam, as in ir retzich nishnor vegen di muros from Yaakov samuch v'tirosei. Although the seder talks about not only what happened around the time that he passed away, nor ech tiras Yaakov, but even talks about his actual passing away, and even the time after he passed away. What's the explanation? The Gemara zok does Yaakov Avinu loy meis. The Gemara says Yaakov Avinu did not die. Mazar b'chaim afu b'chaim, just like his children are alive, he is alive. When the fash statement by Yaakov in the loshem misa, and that's why when by Yaakov it doesn't say that he died. It only says Vayosef el Amav, Vayigva Vayosef el Amav, other, it doesn't say Vayomas like it says by the other others. Vos the Pirush defun is, the meaning of this is, the Emes Achayim from Yaakov Ashtet and Demos Zarev Achayim. What, if you want to know what the true life of Yaakov is, it is expressed by his children being alive. What is Ma Zarev Achayim Afu Achayim? What is, just as his children are alive, so also he is alive, because the true meaning of life for Yaakov is that his children are alive. Das heißt, Liyah, says the Emesse Inyan von Chayim, is das, was das is Nitzchi, is Dikum Chayim La'ad, since the true meaning of life is that it's eternal and exists forever, Al-Dachavidus is Kaviyachal Banameibish, and the Makar Chayim, as it is, so to speak, by Hashem, who the source of life, to whom the Yidden are connected, as we said before, the Rebbe zet sich on the Emes Achayim from Yaakov, dafke v'men zed, the Nitzchi is like kait defun. And therefore, when do you see the true nature of Yaakov's life? When you see the eternity of it, that it lasts forever. Even after Yaakov's neshama left his body, and his life, his children, the eternity of his life continued, so you know that his life was real. Das meint as nish na de chayes advekas bleibt nitzchi isdik in chaye aneshama, which means that not only is this life, this nature of life, only true for the neshama, only the neshama is attached to Hashem and therefore truly alive. So we say no, nor eich lamata ne lamazeh bleibt der emes chayes von Yaakov. But even in this world, in this physical world, the eternity of life of Yaakov's life is expressed. Seine Kinder, in seine Kinder, in his children, as they lived in the members of Chaim von Yaakov Avinu, that they continue to live in the true meaning of life of Yaakov Avinu. Leidem is noch geschmacke, the time was the Seder vet angerufen Vaychi. And this makes even more interesting the fact that the Seder is called Vaychi. The mit is nicht bloß mudgish as in Laach, as euch lachet b'diris Yaakov, is noch al shayich zu sagen Vaychi Yaakov, because this means to say that not only is it possible to say even after Yaakov passed away that he's still alive, nor nochma, but even more, dafke demult, it's only then after Yaakov passes away, la'achre pederasi is esh kentig, der emes and nitzchidzik vaychi Yaakov, only then can you really see that Yaakov's life has always been that he was truly alive, because now you see that it holds true even after he passed away and his neshama left, and we see that the reality in the physical world still remains, that Yaakov's life goes on eternally. Now you can say Vaychi Yaakov. Tes Matfriya Geret, it was discussed earlier, as mitzad dem was the mistimus of parsha is verbunden, that since the fact that the parsha is closed at the beginning nish is connected nish mit the vet of Vaychi Yaakov, nor mit das cholos asedre, that this is connected more to, not to the words Vaychi Yaakov, but rather with what is at the beginning of the set of Asitechenes Petirus Yaakov, which talks about the passing away of Yaakov and the Inyan of Azayna B'Shaychus the Mit, and the things surrounding Yaakov's passing away. It's for this reason is Rashi Mashmid the written Tam for Medrash. That's why Rashi leaves out the third explanation of the Medrash, which is Sasotzim Memenu Kol Tzara Shavailam, that the tzoros of the past were closed off from him. Umbrengt blois the tzvei taimish and ifte Yaakov, and he only brings the two reasons, which is that once Yaakov passed away, the Mitzrayim started to subjugate the Yidden, and also the second one, Shabikish Lugalus Aketzel Vonov, the Nistim Amenu, that he wanted to reveal Mashiach's time to his children, but he blanked. That those are connected to Petirus Yaakov, because that's why Rashi only brings those two. Al Pianal is the Seich Masim B'Pnimisayinian. So based on how he explained it, B'Pnimisayinian, so this also fits in with that. Midem was Dafke the Seder from Petirus Yaakov et Ungerufen Vaychi. That since it's the Dafke the Seder that talks about Yaakov passing away, that's the one that's called Vaychi, that expresses the true nature of Yaakov's life. Because it's only through these two pirushim that Rashi does bring from the Medrash that emphasize, as their amitas achaim is nimshar gevaron oich bevanov, that the true nature of Yaakov's life continued in his children. As their emes 11 begolui is given that inyan from kiyum ha'Torah mitzvos dveikus and lekus, that their true meaning of life for the children of Yaakov was their involvement in Torah mitzvahs and their connection to Hashem. Meaning, das was Eden lernen Torah und seine mekayim mitzvahs in a zeit wenn sie in stock and shibud begolus, the fact that Yidden can learn Torah and do mitzvahs in a time when there is no, they don't have to deal with golus, is es nicht kein großer Chiddush? That isn't such a novel idea. That doesn't bring out anything amazing. Noch mehr, even more, afilu ben Yidden hidden on Torah mitzvahs zaynik in golus, even when Yidden do fulfill Torah mitzvahs in golus. Aber der matzah von golus is hazah mefil begolui dem ketz de geula. But the golus that you live in is a golus that you can actually sense the geula. There is a hint of geula even in the golus. Meveis ba'asoga dem ketz, because we can understand and imagine the end. In other words, when golus will be no more, and we will on dem oizgaleis veren arois from golus, and we can imagine being redeemed from golus and going out of golus. So even if you're in golus, but you can still imagine the geula. Oich in dem zogt sich noch ein sharois de shleim as de gevaychi. Even that doesn't express the true nature of life for a Yid, that he's eternally connected to Hashem. But when the enslavement of Golus and the difficulties of Golus are so thorough, that it becomes unimaginable anymore how we can be redeemed from this horror, Nistama Ketz, or as expressed by what Rashi says, the Ketz was closed off. We can't even see it, can't even imagine it anymore. And still we insist and we believe fully that the Gula is coming. And not only do we see it and believe it, but we actually await it. We are waiting for it to happen. We expect it at any time. And in this difficult time and in this painful Golus, we still continue to study Torah and Mekayim Mitzvahs, and we fulfill mitzvahs. In this situation, it becomes clear and obvious, as Torah mitzvahs is the emes achayis in a yidin, that Torah mitzvahs are the real life of a yid. And therefore, we understand that it's only through this that this truly expresses the real life of Yaakov. As we said, that he remains alive because the Yidden still remain alive, therefore, Yaakov is still alive. And that expresses that Yaakov is alive. So, therefore, the two pshatim that Yaakov brings, that the Shibut started. The Golus started, and not just any Golus, but Nistama Ketz, where you can't even imagine the Geula. That's where you truly see Vachi Yaakov. The Mid Vet Noch Besser Verstandig, and this allows us to understand even better, was Rashi bring Blois the Eshte Zwei Taimim, und Nishdim Tam von Shesosim and Menachol Tzara Shabayilam, why Rashi only brings the first two explanations and not the third one that the Tzara's left. Because when Yaakov fulfills Torah mitzvahs in a time when you don't see tzaras, is not kein rayanish, that doesn't prove anything yet that this is eternal life. The emes of achi vet nizgalin da avedin nizmam fun tzaras hashibin ustumis haketz. The true vaychi is expressed dafke in a time when there is enslavement to Golos, and there is a closed. We're unable to see the Ketz. Und demold wenn der Vaychi von Teira Mitzvahs tut sich euch in Zman von Golos Shibud. And therefore, when Vaychi, meaning that the Yidden live by Teira Mitzvahs, happens even in the time of Golos and the terrible Golos, vet nizgalu the Kavana Pnimius in the Tachlos from the Golos. Then is revealed what is the true meaning, what is the true purpose of the Golus and Tzaras Hashibud and all these difficulties. As dafke durch dem kommt man zu the Geluyim from the Geula B'tachas Hashem, is that it's only through that which we can actually reach the Vaychi, meaning to say what the true Geula that will happen as a result of it. Damit wird euch verstandig, der Pnimis digitam, for was is Nistam Emenu Aketz. And this also explains why indeed was the time of the Geula taken away from him. Why wasn't he able to see it? Volta Ketz Nizgala Gevorim, because if the Yaakov Avinu would have revealed the time when Mashiach is going to come, Voldemot Gefelt in the Minyan for Take of our Golas, that would take away the intensity of the Golas. Because you can imagine, you know when the end is. It's do you see the light at the end of the tunnel? And therefore, if the intensity of the Golus is less, then the intensity of the Gula would be less. So based on this, we can also explain what Rashi says. He wanted to reveal the Ketz to his sons, but it was taken away from him. You could ask Rashi, kommt doch mevarzen den Tam, von dem was parsha zustuma. Rashi is trying to explain the reason why this parsha is closed up. Wollt doch gewen genug, er soll sagen, shenistem emenu aketz. It would be enough to say that the time of the Golus, the Gula was taken away from him. Was is done again them to the tzeln as bikish l'galus aketz. Why does he have to say that he wanted to reveal the time of Mashiach, and that was taken away from him? Why don't you just say the reason that the parsha is closed, because the time of Mashiach was taken away from Yaakov, he no longer knew it. Why is it important that he wanted to reveal it? Nor in them is merumas, but this is coming to tell us, as adarabe, that dafke durch nista mimenu hat sich ausgefüllt sein mekoshel galus akes levonot, that the taking away that time when Mashiach will be here, not allowing him to know it, is what allowed him to reveal the end of times, the true meaning of Mashiach to his sons. The Stimat Zakeh is Nishkan Helam Salib Helam Chaz V'Sholem. The fact that it was taken away from him is not for the purpose that he shouldn't know it, that it's meant to be closed and that it has no real purpose. Nor but the real reason why it was taken away is because this will allow a deeper level of revealing of the Ketz, because suffering the Golos in the way that we do will lead to a greater Geula, to a greater Ketz than would have happened otherwise. So it's taking it away from him, which allowed the revelation of the Ketz eventually to come, the true Ketz to come. And this is what is meant when it says that he wanted to reveal the time of Mashiach and it was taken away. B'shas yet Yaakov had gevolt mevases mamshilzay umegalazayn labanav digula. When Yaakov wanted to, it's not just reveal to them; he wanted to actually make it happen. When b'chdeyas banav zon dasam b'shleimus is given stimus akets, but in order that his children should be able to have it in its full impact, the geula, it had to be taken and stopped at that time. And thus is given the achana, that was the preparation. At the noch zol zay mekabel zayin. Thus is bikish Yaakov legalus, and therefore that eventually the yidden will be able to receive that which Yaakov wanted to reveal, the geluyim from the geula asida, the geluyim, the revelations of the geula. This can only happen because it was delayed. It was not yet the time to happen, so that it could happen in a much more greater and intense way in the future. So that which he wanted to reveal through the taking it away from him will allow it to truly be revealed in its fullest impact in the time when it has to happen.